This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Want to know what color you'll be wearing next year? What color you'll be painting your nails and maybe decorating your house? Look no further than the Pantone Color of the Year, or Colors of the Year. The trend forecasting company Pantone Color Institute has picked a light pink and a light blue for 2016, specifically rose quartz and serenity. The company says those are, quote, colors that psychologically fulfill our yearning for reassurance and security. Maybe. Turns out, though, those color choices actually matter to designers. Ashley Gross of KPLU in Seattle has a story, which begins not in New York or Paris, but on a rainy Pacific Northwest island.
Bainbridge Island, west of Seattle, is a pretty foggy, drab-looking place this time of year. This is home for Leatrice Eisman, executive director of the Pantone Color Institute. She gives a tour of her garden, and even in late fall, she notices lots of color.
Let me see. I want to start with the hydrangeas because they always amaze me.
Many of us might ignore those drooping flowers and just see brown leaves degrading into dirt. Not Eisman.
Hydrangeas, I think, are sometimes more beautiful when they have died than when they're alive.
She points out shades of pink and blue that still tinge the blossoms. As it turns out, those are the colors that she and her team picked for 2016. Eisman has spent her whole life noticing the way colors work together. It runs in her family. Her mom would paint the inside of their home in Baltimore a new shade every spring, even the piano. Once, her mom painted the broiler.
Which was not a good idea. Because the next time she plugged it in, of course, we almost had the house burned down. But that's the kind of encouragement that I got when I was a kid.
Now Eisman and her team travel the world to spot color trends. They look at upcoming art exhibits, movies that are going to come out, what fashion designers are working on. They try to figure out what shade matches how people are feeling. 2010 was turquoise, a hint of a tropical vacation in the midst of a lousy economy. This past year was Marsala, a dark red that reminds people of wine and eating a good meal.
The color has to have some symbolic meaning. What are people telling us their needs are, and how can we help to fulfill those needs with a symbolic color?
In a Seattle neighborhood filled with tech workers, almost no one has heard of the 2015 color Marsala.
Didn't know that? Never heard of that word before.
No, I don't even know what that is. Marsala? Like the wine?
That was Jennifer Turner and Johnny Boyscher. In the design world, though, the color of the year is a big deal. And even more important to designers are Pantone's big books of color chips. Those chips are numbered so that printers anywhere in the world can get the exact shade.
I would say it's as important to us as Apple computers are, Mac computers, or the Adobe software that we use.
Joseph Hughes is art director at Adcom, an ad agency in Cleveland. He says he pays attention to the color of the year, but he doesn't go bonkers incorporating each new shade.
If you kind of misuse one of these trendy colors, you're going to end up with something that's going to really look old in a couple years.
Eisman doesn't expect everyone to rush out and cloak themselves in the latest color. She just wants people to experiment. Eisman says she's even inspired some of her neighbors on Bainbridge Island to break out of their Northwest neutrals.
They will walk up to me and say, Lee, look, okay, there's your color of the year. Do you like it? What do you think? And I get such a big kick out of that. It gets people involved in the usage of color. And that's what it's all about for me.
To keep her own spirits up in the rainy months, Eisman has painted her living room a light yellow to evoke sunlight. And she painted one bathroom, even the ceiling, maroon. Because, well, why not? In Seattle, I'm Ashley Gross for Marketplace.